Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
This week, episode 5 of our Leaving Cert companion programme Study Hub is ready to download. The latest episode is focusing on Maths Paper 2, Spanish and History. We're joined in studio now by Study Hub presenter Evelyn O'Rourke. And Evelyn, another busy show this week. Can you talk us through what students can expect to hear?
Yeah, a few of the monsters, as we call them here in Leaving Cert world. Maths Paper 2, both higher and ordinary level. We discussed this week Spanish, which is growing in popularity, of course. But we are going to start our chat this evening, Sarah, by focusing on the history exam. And of course, as ever, in true Study Hub mode, we try to bring our subjects to life. And we kind of had this conversation that people have so often about, you know, when we hear in our news programmes things described as being, you know, historic, and we're told that we're witnessing the first draft of history. We kind of got thinking about events over the last 25 years that will stand the test of time, you know, that history students of the future will study. I mean, for example, COVID, we presume, the story in Ukraine, of course. So while you're thinking about other topics that you think might make that list, we're here are just two major events from the last 25 years that we feature that we do think are truly historic.
Good evening from Castle Buildings at Stormont outside Belfast on the day of a truly momentous agreement, promising a fundamental change in the political relationship between North and South and between Britain and Ireland. An agreement that unites Loyalist and Republican, Unionist and Nationalist, finally emerged after 2 years of talks and decades of violence and bloodshed.
Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. In a statement, the palace said the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. BBC Television is broadcasting this special programme reporting the death of Her Majesty the Queen.
Two big moments there. The voice of Brian Dobson talking about the Good Friday Agreement. That's 25 years ago. And much more recently than Hugh Edwards with the death of Britain's longest reigning monarch, Queen Elizabeth II. We're going to return to history, Evelyn, in just a couple of minutes. But first, this evening, the one that makes me really shudder. I have to say, even saying it, Maths Paper 2, both higher and ordinary levels. You're going to start with the timing plan.
Yeah, I mean, it is traumatic for people to think back, but that's why we're here to help, okay? That's what we're doing our best with, putting on my superhero cape here. And yeah, we're starting with higher level paper two. And Joe McCormack, maths teacher and author of the ACE Maths Tuition Books, joined us. And he explained that students have slightly less of a choice on this year's paper compared to last year's, which again is a recurring theme on the show. But he recommends picking your questions at the start, spending 8 to 10 minutes going through the paper. And then he has a great strategy for choosing the correct questions. And he says, look, go through the questions. Put one tick beside a part that you can attempt. Put two ticks against the questions you are confident you can do well. Then when you look back, you have a little guide to help you navigate the paper. But here, Joe McCormack tells us a little more.
The marks available per paper, Evelyn, is 300. So the total marks for both papers are 600 there. And the students have to do 5 out of 6 short questions. And the short questions are worth 30 marks each. And that makes up 150 marks. And then they have to do 3 out of 4 long questions, 3 out of 4. And they're worth 50 marks each, and that's 150 marks.
Listen, yeah. The thing that I really wanted to talk to you about was, we know that the higher level maths paper 2 is a lot of talk on it, a lot of focus on it. But you feel there's a certain way to write and approach this paper, and you've lots of interesting ideas on this. Would you give me some of your top tips for the way that students can prepare to write and approach this paper, Joe?
It's really important, Evelyn, to stick to the time budget plan for each question. And my advice here would be for the students to maybe spend 8 to 10 minutes at the start choosing their questions very carefully, and after that spending 13 minutes on each short question and 25 minutes on each long question, and that adds up to 150 minutes, which is the 2.5 hours per paper. And I'm looking at marking schemes a lot at the moment. What I'm saying is that students can get 7 or 8 out of 10 and still get the final answer wrong.
Really?
That is actually going to be a shock to many students, but yeah. You know, that should really encourage them.
But what, the work they've done on the way to that albeit incorrect answer in the end has value.
Yeah, because if you're 10 marker, you have 3, 5, 8 and 10 probably. That's the way they'll mark it. So you get 3 for, you know, if you're at your low partial credit for just an attempt, and then 5 and 8. And then really it's only 2 or 3 marks at the end for that final answer. So like, it's all about the method, Evelyn.
Okay, well, that's good.
You know, cheering you up, aren't we? Come on. That's paper two. Who knew it was such crack?
Okay, let's move on to ordinary level maths then. And this is paper two as well. And the advice here is to be prepared for all the topics because they can be blended within one question. So you have to really watch out for that.
Yes, Jean Kelly from the Institute of Education joined us again with this one, reminding us that those topics are mixed even within a question. So you can't really choose a topic to drop as such. Mm. But she says, look, 12 weeks to go. There's lots of time to cover the paper. Do a topic a week, 30 minutes a day, 7 days a week will get you through the questions. So here Jean Kelly talks about her tips for handling maths paper two ordinary level.
If it was me, I'd be prioritising area and volume, trigonometry, statistics and probability, because they're the ones that come up as the long questions. And of course, you can get them in short questions as well. The line and the circle usually come up as short questions and they're there every single year. Oh, yeah. Coordinate geometry, and plus the line then you can use in other parts of the paper, especially paper one, because it links in lovely with functions and graphs and differentiation. Even with the circle, you could be asked to get the equation of a tangent to a circle.
Okay.
So it's using the formula for the equation of a line, and it's used everywhere.
Now, we know, of course, the idea is that the approach is that they're kind of practical scenarios, real world life problems to solve. Mm-hmm. So talk us through the language around that and how they can penetrate it to make sure they still give a maths answer as opposed to an English paper 2 answer.
In fairness to them, they did say that they were going to present the questions with less words.
Okay.
And less reading.
You see that as a
material.
Positive. You
I do.
That. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like that problem solving thing, the word problems, it still gets our students even 10 years on.
Really?
It really gets them, yeah. I mean, like I do the whole course before I even start talking and thinking about word problems.
And the long questions like the stuff like, you know, girl called Gronya on one side of the bank and wants to get across the other side and all that.
Yeah.
How can students really decode those questions?
Well, the good news is they normally give you a little diagram. At ordinary level, they give you a photograph. So you'll see Gronya in her kayak and a photograph in the river. And then they'll put it into a mathematical diagram. So you'll see the little triangle. You'll see her on one side of the riverbank. You'll see the other riverbank. Like you'll be able to decipher from the diagram more so than
what
I'm more
for.
Of a visual learner myself. So I prefer to have the diagrams in front of me. And
so really rely on the visual aid they're giving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some great advice from Jean Kelly. I wish Jean was around when I was doing
research.
And we're going to move on to history now. We both love history. What are the extra features that an ambitious student should deliver to try and impress and get some really good marks?
Yes, Sean de la Priva de Cloche d'Isagon here in Dublin, history teacher for many years, joins us this year, talking us through this vast but wonderful course. And his key message there, for example, is to look at the language of a question. You know, he says that students have a terrible habit of seeing like Mussolini's name on the paper and just writing down everything they know about Mussolini. But the question might be, what impact did the leadership have? And, you know, what he says is, watch out for this. That mightn't be a sort of a date range as such. But what does impact mean? It means what happens after. That's the date range, not before. Examiners don't want to read about where he was born, etc. So here Sean de Lapp shares more of his insights with us.
Keep writing. And as I would say, you know, if you find yourself at 5 minutes at the end, even if you've done your conclusion, just write extra point and add in a little bit, because it will mark everything. They would have to tick every single page.
But how does that work? Say, for example, you say XYZ was born in whatever and died in whatever, right? And you get the years incorrect, right? And you put a big X through it and you go again. And it turns out actually you were correct the first time.
Yeah, they would,
like that's the stuff students are obsessed with.
Yeah, they will correct that. But I would say, you know, when you're doing your essays, you should take a three-step approach to them. And the first thing, to check the dates. There could be a date implied. For instance, how effective was Mussolini as a leader? Now, an awful lot of people that year wrote on his rise to power, but the question was leader.
Yes.
And he became a leader in 22.
22 wasn't written down
no,
in front
22,
of them,
right? And it could be argued 43, and he may have held on a little bit in the Salo Republic till 45. So they're really your dates. Out of 60, you can get a maximum of 12 for relevant background information, but that's it. You could write three quarters of your essay maybe on his rise to power, and all you're going to get is 12 mark. You've also got to watch the parts. You could get a question on how effective was De Valera in relation to the economy and foreign policy. Two parts there. Now, the beauty in this, an awful lot of people think you've got to do it half and half, and you don't actually. What you've got to do is address both parts of the question somewhere. So if you're very strong and say it's foreign policy, work away in it. But just make sure you can get something in the economy before you wrap it up.
I would have thought you'd have to go 50-50.
No, you don't. No, and that's the great thing about it. Third thing you need to look out for are the keywords. Impact. What was the impact of someone's? That's what comes after. It could be the rise. So just look out for the keywords.
So impact of somebody is not he was born in and
no. You know, you're making an assessment on their policy and just stop for a split second. I know everyone's saying, God, what's he saying? Stop. This is like a race against time. Stop and ask yourself, am I still on course here? Am I writing about the impact or am I just writing an account? H1 students and the H2 students, they will hit it on the head all day long. They will work out very, very quickly what's required in this question.
Really? And read the question.
I know.
You know, it seems
that
simple.
Guess what? Things haven't changed.
Okay, so finally then you're going to cover Spanish on this episode.
Yes. Katie Lennon from the Dublin Academy had two key points. Firstly, she says with her opinion piece, which students can worry about, don't be overwhelmed by it. You know, take 30 minutes for this, spend 5 minutes planning, 20 minutes writing, and then 5 minutes proofreading. And then secondly, Sarah, very sensible, don't forget your hour rule because it's on after the written paper. Oh. And sometimes if people maybe finish the written part early, they head off. Don't do it. Come back. We need you. The owl has to be done after that.
Okay. Brilliant advice as always, Evelyn. Episode 5 is available to download now if you want to hear more, and I'm sure you do, about maths paper 2, because in particular, if you're like me, you need a bit of extra advice. That's available to download now. We'll talk to you next week, Evelyn.